in the lunchtime edition. Yet another government agency hit by a cyber attack. The Barbados Statistical Service confirms a cyber breach. The police investigating the circumstances under which a homeless man suffered fatal injuries to which he succumbed at the QEH. Two men slapped with a long list of firearm and other charges for the recent shooting at Sheraton Centre. The Minister of Youth joins the Attorney General in voicing concern about the number of young men committing crimes and emphasizes the range of programs put in place to assist at-risk youth. And Barbados authorities report progress in overcoming banking hurdles that have stalled the medical marijuana industry. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Yet another government agency has been hit by a cyber attack. The Barbados Statistical Service, BSS, confirms that they recently experienced what they call a cyber incident. This follows a similar breach at the Barbados Revenue Authority. The BSS says in a statement that ongoing investigations suggest that the systems of the BSS were breached on October the 30th and that data was obtained by malicious actors. It adds that the data commissioner was advised. The statement says that within 24 hours of the intrusion, an incident response team was mobilized to contain the incident and investigate the scope of the breach, along with BSS IT staff. According to the BSS, the incident has been contained, systems have been taken offline, and the investigation so far revealed that most of the information involved in this incident relates to survey data gathered primarily for statistical research purposes and then aggregated. The teams are said to be still in the early stages of their investigations and are in the process of restoring data and services from secured backups. The BSS concludes by saying that it is cognizant of its obligation to preserve public trust and that it will, over the coming days and weeks, ensure that their systems are appropriately hardened to reduce the probability of a recurrence. The agency also promises to come back to the public to advise on any relevant action that should be taken at the individual level to stay safe. Well, an autopsy was due to be conducted today on the body of a homeless man who died recently at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Amiss reports that he suffered the fatal injuries when he was attacked and beaten by a group of men at an area in the city. Starcom Network News understands the man went to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital a few days ago, seeking medical care for a number of injuries and subsequently passed away. The incident has not yet been classified as a homicide as investigators await the outcome of the autopsy. Two men have been charged in connection with the November 2nd shootings at Sheraton Centre, Sergeant's Village, and at Silver Sands Christchurch, in which four people were injured. The police commissioner had announced that two masked men on a motorcycle, the deputy commissioner, were responsible and were taken into custody shortly afterwards. The accused are 19-year-old Roshan Kangle of McLean's Gap, Silver Sands, and 24-year-old Zeniko Moore of Vauxhall, both in Christchurch. They face multiple charges, including endangering lives, serious bodily harm, aggravated criminal damage, firearm possession, and possession of 34 rounds of ammunition. Kangle faces additional charges related to separate incidents, including firearm possession and endangering the life of Omari Chase on August 16th, armed robbery on September 28th, and escaping custody on September 1st. Moore also faces additional charges of firearm possession and 24 rounds of ammunition at Silver Sands. Both men were scheduled to appear today before Magistrate Deidre McKenna at the Oystens Magistrates Court. This is the Lunchtime Edition. A group of Barbadian visual artists is in Senegal to promote their art at a major art expo, and cultural officials say the promotion is going well despite the arrival of the artwork in Dakar being delayed by regulatory hurdles. Starcom Network News understands the artwork is to be shipped today or tomorrow after its transshipment was delayed in order to make sure it complied with Air France stipulations. The National Cultural Foundation's Chief Cultural Officer, Andrea Wells, who is heading the delegation, provided Starcom Network News with this update.
The Barbados delegation to Dakar Biennial, the largest art exposition on the continent of Africa, is the first that has seen an official delegation participating in this major activity. 10 of the 11 artists whose work is being presented are here on the ground, very much engaged with the many opportunities that the festival is offering. There has been some disappointment. The work has been delayed in transshipment in spite of our best efforts. However, we're making sure that each day is spent with the artists being exposed to a wide range of activities.
The NCF's Chief Cultural Officer, Andrea Wells. Minister of Youth and Sport, Charles Griffith, is concerned about the number of young people involved in criminal activity and repeated government's commitment to get them off the blocks. Mr. Griffith's comments follow the Attorney General's concern about the alarming number of youth under age 21 who have committed violent crimes in the country. The youth minister told Starcom Network News his ministry has made significant progress in leading the nation's youth away from a life of crime.
Just like the AG, I am too concerned about the number of young persons who are involved in crime and serious crime. The truth is that government would have provided a number of avenues for young people to be involved in structured quality initiatives or programs across the island. One in particular is Project Dawn, that is seeking or is predominantly focusing on men and women who lie on the blocks across Barbados. Now, to date, we have been reaping some success. We have a situation where I would say right now in excess of 600 youngsters from off the blocks or from within who are not employed would have sourced training on the Project Dawn.
The Youth Minister, Charles Griffith. The Barbados Medicinal Cannabis Licensing Authority is advancing efforts to make financial access easier for those invested in the local cannabis sector. The BCLA recently signed a memorandum of understanding with M Money Incorporated, establishing alternative banking solutions for the industry. And Donald Trump is on his way to the White House to meet with outgoing President Joe Biden. The traditional meeting in which the pair will discuss the transfer of power comes as Senate Republicans vote on their next leader. Trump has appointed Elon Musk and Republican Vivek Ramaswamy to jointly head a new Department of Government Efficiency. Our top stories. Yet another government agency hit by a cyber attack. The Barbados Statistical Service confirms a cyber breach. The police investigating the circumstances under which a homeless man suffered fatal injuries to which he succumbed at the QEH. Two men, in fact, slapped with a long list of firearm and other charges for the recent shooting at Sheraton Center, as well as at Silver Sands Christchurch. And U.S. President-elect Trump heads to the White House to meet President Biden for transition talks. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Stetson. Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net, WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.